السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers and sisters, once again, with the fazal of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we have gathered here to take His Mubarak name. I have mentioned this repeatedly and I will go on repeating that every majlis has a different flavor. It has a different maqsad, a different purpose. Like that, our maqsad and our purpose is to attain the raza of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the pleasure of Allah ta'ala, His muhabbat, His qurb, His marifat, and to get the ishq and love and ittiba of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in our lives. But there are different types of programs that are held to bring about this effect. We have the waaz and the nasihat programs, as we have here on Monday nights. Or we listen to the Jumu'ah bayans, or we listen to the other bayans. Then we have Qur'an recitation, tilawat of the Qur'an Sharif, jalsas that are held for qiraat of the Qur'an Sharif. We have jalsas in which Naat Sharif upon Rasul-e Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is recited. Different types of programs are held. Then we have again to conscientize the ummah programs about what is happening in Palestine, what's happening in Chechnya, Bosnia, Iraq, Afghanistan. Now all these different programs are held and different effects a person takes from the different programs. So if we were to expect, or if you expect that all the different programs, there must be a majmua in every program, then it's going to be difficult. So we make it very clear that this majlis is a majlis of tawbah. It is a majlis in which we may take a little bit of pain upon our hearts. We make sincere tawbah from all our sins, in which we take the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and we pray to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to make the condition of our heart such that every moment of our lives we are concerned that Allah Ta'ala is watching us. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He created us, so He knows exactly what we are doing, what we are seeing, what we are hearing, what we are engaged in. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is aware of every doing, every movement of ours, that we are answerable to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We are accountable. There is going to be a day of judgment. So this is the purpose of getting together in this majlis. So the zikr is the same that we make. Most of the time the kalam is also the same, the Naat Sharifs are the same. But none has said up till now that now we are tired of the water that falls from the heavens. The rain water that comes down is the same color, the same taste. Ya Allah, now send us orange flavored rain. And somebody wants raspberry flavored rain. And somebody wants cream soda flavored rain. Nobody has said that up till now. The same rains. We drink that same water. And it quenches our thirst. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, kulla yawmin huwa fi shan. Ay, fi kulli waqtin min al awqat, wa fi kulli lamhatin min al lamhat, wa fi kulli lahzatin min al lahzat. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shan is different every minute, every moment of our lives. So when we are turning towards Him, then we should not think that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala zikr we made last week, we made the week before that the same zikr, because it has different effect every time that we take his Mubarak name. But the purpose of zikrullah, what is zikrullah? Now different explanations, different meanings and different hadiths have been quoted, different ayats of the Quran Sharif are quoted when we have zikrullah majalis. But at the end of the day, what is zikrullah? Hazrat Sa'id bin Jubair radiallahu ta'ala, he was a tabi, a very great tabi. Somebody asked him that what is khashiyat? What is khashiyat? Fear of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So he said the fear of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is that there becomes a distance between yourself and your sins. And that is actually the mafhum of the dua of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So the person, he must have that much fear of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that it distances him from sins. That means when there is a temptation in the heart to commit some sin, then at that time that khawf of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is so dominant, the fear of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's azab and punishment and his displeasure, it is so dominant that the person does not go anywhere near that sin. NRB 18171, kindly remove your car immediately. So that is khashiyat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That means not so much of khawf is required that the person is all the time in fear of azab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In fact, the person should be staying away from sins out of the love of Allah ta'ala, the one who has blessed us with so much of ni'mat. Unreal, unbelievable, unimaginable. It baffles our imagination when we have to ponder over the ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They are so much, unlimited. In ta'uddu ni'matallahi la tuhsuha. So that itself should have been sufficient to make us stay away from the displeasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But if that is not something that happens in our lives, then at least have the khawf and the fear of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's azab and punishment. And especially at present, what do we hear of? In the world there's nothing but crashes. We hear of trains crashing. We hear of smashes. We hear of bashes. We hear of earthquakes, tremors, gale force winds, flood waters, bombs raining. That's about all that we hear of. So at such a time we should be turning towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala more. Make rujoo ila Allah even more. Ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for forgiveness of our sins, because we don't know when death will come. We are just getting carried away by the zahir, by the outward. Yet we are not aware that when our death will come. Nobody knows. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives us an opportunity to repent. So Hazrat Sa'id bin Jubair radiallahu ta'ala, he says that is khashiyat. Then he was asked that what is zikrullah? He said zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is that you become an obedient servant of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Just in a few words, he gave an ocean. That is zikrullah, that you become an obedient servant of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In every field of life, whether it's in your business life, whether it's in your home life, whether it's in your marriages, your walimas, whether it's in your transactions, whether it's in your travels, whether it's in your relationship with your parents, with your neighbors, with your teachers, with the young, with the old, with the society, with the Muslim, with the non-Muslim, in whichever field of life the person is, or whatever action or amal he is doing, he becomes an obedient servant of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He says that is zikrullah. The whole purpose of subhanallah, alhamdulillah, and la ilaha illallah is to make us reach that stage when we become obedient servants of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That person cannot be really making, in the true sense of the word zikrullah, that in the masjid he is making Allah, Allah, subhanallah, and as soon as he goes home, then he becomes a lion or a tiger or a cheetah. That his wife is scared and afraid, and his children are terrified, and his neighbors, they don't want to come anywhere near him. When they see him coming out of his house, they disappear. because they say that the moment you see his face, you know that you're heading for some problem. Now, is that a zikrullah? Or when the person is transacting business, they say, beware, be on guard, be cautious, double check that this check is not made by Dunlop tires. It must not be a bouncing check. As Molana says, Dunlop tires. So now what kind of zikrullah is that? That the person in the masjid is making Allah, Allah. That means, oh my beloved Allah, you are watching every move and every action of mine. Jo karta hai tu chup ke ahle jahan se koi dekhta hai tujhe aasma se. And yet when he's transacting business, he forgot that just now he was making Allah, Allah. The person makes umrah, the person makes hajj, he makes tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif. He reads salam at the Rauza Mubarak. And after that everything is forgotten. So that is what Hazrat Sa'id ibn Jubair radiallahu ta'ala meant. He said that the person that who is making zikrullah, then he must be an obedient servant of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So that is the purpose of our getting together here tonight. It is to make the zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, to take his Mubarak name, and to make dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that he makes our hearts filled with his love, with his muhabbat, and that we become fully conscious of his presence at all times. Ye chaman sehra bhi hoga, ye khabar bulbul ko do. Ye chaman sehra bhi hoga, ye khabar bulbul ko do, taake soch kar apni zindagi qurbaan kare. The nightingale is singing over that beautiful flower and in that garden, thinking that that garden will remain forever and ever. So he says, inform that nightingale that one day everything will wither and perish and that garden will become a deserted place. So that it may give its life with great caution. So where are we giving our lives? This is what we must see. If a person has got 3 or 4 different blocks, or has got bars of gold, bricks, and he is given the information that you will go through, or that you have the opportunity to use these bricks in different places. The person is an intelligent person, and he is told that either you can use it in your toilet, or you can use it in the wall of your house, or in the wall of your factory, or in Kaabatullah Sharif, or Rauza Mubarak, or Masjid Nabawi alayhi salatu wasalam. So what choice will this person make? So like that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us youth, has given us middle age, old age, childhood, all these are the different bricks. Now where are we going to use this? We are putting all the bricks in the toilet. In our evil passions and desires, when we are going to sacrifice our youth, then it means that that valuable, precious, expensive brick of gold, we used it in the toilet. And yet if the person had used it in the Kaabatullah Sharif, it would have brought him great rewards. So let us not waste our life. Live a normal life, a balanced life. It's nothing difficult. Don't keep complaining, it's impossible. It's impossible. How can it be impossible? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes taqwa farz. So he must give the himmat also. He must give us the courage. Then accidental sin is a different thing. But purposely we commit sins and then we say the environment, environment. So don't keep blaming the environment. We must blame ourselves for our weakness. Accidentally a person committed sin, make plenty of tawbah and istighfar. But as our Hazrat Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuhum repeatedly mentioned, and I mentioned this last week also, that in his bayans you will find khune arzu, khune tamanna, khune dil, khune jigar, khune arma. That means every way he's saying the same thing, that's sacrifice your evil desires, evil passions. Sacrifice it. Let the blood of evil passions flow. then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's Noor and Tajalli will come into that heart. Then look after it, and then see after that what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives. What kind of gems we will get in our hearts. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala bless me and everyone with it. This is not a majlis of waaz, so we now get to one Naad Sharif. This I recited here the night before we left for Umrah. And that same night one brother of ours had a dream in which he saw that I am reciting this Naat Sharif at the Roza Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, because I explained to you that this Naat Sharif was found under the pillow of Hazrat Qari Tayyab Sahib Rahmatullah alayh. Just a day or two before his death he had written it, and it was his desire to read it at the Roza Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He had been there many times before, but this Naat Sharif he had written after he too was going through quite a bit of tests in his life, and looking at the condition of the Muslim Ummah around the world, in Palestine and other parts. With that pain in his heart, he had written this Naat Sharif. So this brother had dreamt that I am reciting this Naat Sharif there, and a voice is heard from behind the screen there, that you fulfilled the desire of Qari Sahib to recite this Naat Sharif at the Roza Mubarak. And Alhamdulillah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave me the tawfiq to recite it there. Nabiya Akram, Shafi'i Azam, Dukhe Dilo Ka Payam Le Lo. Nabiya Akram, Shafi'i Azam, Dukhe dilo ka payam le lo. Tamam dunya ke hum sataye, khade hue hain salam le lo. Nabi akram, Shafi' Azam, Dukhe Dilo Ka Payam Le Lo. Somebody asked that, Maulana, when your Shaykh was here, why were you not reciting Nazams and Naats? So I said, when nightingales are singing, then the crows must keep silent. So don't worry about the voice. Listen to the mazmoon. Nabi akram, Shafi' azam, Dukhe dilo ka payam le lo. Tamam dunya ke hum sataye, khade hue hain salam le lo. The whole world is troubling us, and he's saying this at the Roza Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So to say that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, the whole world is troubling us. We have been troubled by our friends and by our enemies. We have been troubled by our society, by our nations. We are troubled by the world. Take our salam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are standing here at your Roza Mubarak, conveying salat and salam to you. O Nabi of Allah, take our salam. Shikasta kashti hai tez dara, shikast kashti hai tez dara, nazar se ro-posh hai kinara, nahi koi na khuda hamara, khabar to aali maqam le lo. Nabi akram, Shafi'azam dukhe dilo ka payam le lo tamam dunya ke hum sataye khade hue hain salam le lo. We are on a ship or we are on a boat, but it is in a dilapidated condition. It is broken. Water is seeping into the boat. There is the danger of the ship sinking. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we don't even have a pilot. Nahi koi na khuda hamara. The ummat of yours, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is sailing on a ship without a pilot. Everyone is claiming to be a pilot. Everybody wants to pilot the ship of the Ummah. Nahi koi na khuda hamara. Khabar to aali maqam le lo. Just think of the conditions. Or think of the situation that the Muslim Ummah is in. That we get everywhere in the world people standing up and they say, we are going to lead the Ummah to success, to Falah. And most of those people lead the Ummah to nothing but destruction. People without any knowledge of Deen, without any knowledge of the Quran and the Sunnah, having read just a few books, are also claiming that they are the pilots of this Ummah.
Shikasta kashti hai tez dara.
And that storms are in the oceans are rising. The boat is being lashed by storms from all sides. Picture a boat like that in the midst of the ocean being lashed by storms. And it's in a pitiful condition. Water is also seeping in. And it doesn't even have a pilot. Now the passengers on that boat, you can just imagine what they are facing.
Shikasta kashti hai tez dara, nazar se ropoosh hai kinara. Nahi koi na khuda hamara, khabar to aali maqam le lo, nabi akram shafi' azam dukhe dilo ka payam le lo. Nabi akram qadam qadam pe hai khauf rehzan, zameen bhi dushman falak bhi dushman, qadam qadam pe hai khauf rehzan, zameen bhi dushman falak bhi dushman, zamana hum se hua hai badzan, tum hi mohabbat se kaam le lo. Nabi akram shafi' azam dukhe dilo ka payam le lo. Tamam dunya ke hum sataye khade hue hain salam le lo.
قدم قدم پہ ہے خوف رہزن. Every step that we take, we have fear of our enemies. زمین بھی دشمن, فلک بھی دشمن. The earth has become our enemies. The sky is our enemies. We can be attacked on land, we can be attacked on sea, we can be attacked from above, we can be attacked from beneath. The Muslim Ummah is being attacked from all sides, all sides. Bombs are raining from the top. Missiles and everything else that you can think of. Zami bi dushman, falak bi dushman. Zamana hum se hua hai badzan. People have become disillusioned with Islam and with the Muslims. They have become completely disillusioned. Some people say Islam and Muslims, what are they? What are Muslims? Who are Muslims? They are nothing but terrorists. So zami bhi dushman, falak bhi dushman.
ये कैसी मंजिल पे आ गए हैं न कोई अपना न हम किसी के. ये कैसी मंजिल पे आ गए हैं न कोई अपना न हम किसी के. तुम अपने दामन में आज आका तमाम अपने गुलाम ले लो. नबी अकरम शफी आजम दुखे दिलों का प्याम ले लो. तमाम दुनिया के हम सताए खड़े हुए हैं सलाम ले लो.
ये कैसी मंजिल पे आ गए हैं न कोई अपना न हम किसी के. Ha, my Allah, what a manzil we have come to. Neither are we of benefit to anyone and nobody of any benefit to us. The Muslim who was supposed to be of benefit to the entire mankind, today he is not even of benefit to his own family, his own wife, his own children. If you have to listen to the cases of abuse. And as far as the Muslim Ummah is concerned, if you see some friendship of the outside world with the Muslim Ummah, then it is nothing but hypocrisy. Saudi Arabia was the blue-eyed boy of the American government. What happened? Iraq and so many other places in the world. What happened? Our trust that we placed in these idols did not help us in any way. ये कैसी मंजिल पे आ गए हैं न कोई अपना न हम किसी के. Nothing but destruction, destruction. Nothing but causing hurt, injury, pain to others. तुम अपने दामन में आ जा आका तमाम अपने गुलाम ले लो. ये दिल में अरमा है अपने तोयब मजार अकदस पे जाके एक दिन. ये दिल में अरमा है अपने तोयब मजारे अकदस पे जाके एक दिन. सुनाऊं उनको मैं हाल दिल का कहूं मैं उनसे सलाम ले लूं.
Shafi'i Akram, Shafi'i Azam, Dukhe Dilo Ka Payam Le Lo, Tamam Dunya Ke Hum Sataye, Khade Hue Salam Le Lo.
May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala change the condition of the Ummah. And the condition of the Ummah will change when our hearts will change. When the majority of the hearts of the Ummah will change, then the conditions will change. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has got no enmity, no hatred, no dislike for anybody. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala looks at our actions, our a'mal. When our hearts will change, when we will bring the love and the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in our hearts, when we will distance ourselves from sins and from haram, and not just one small sample of the ummah, we're talking about the majority of the ummah, when namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, akhlaq, muamalat, muasharat, everything will come right in the majority of the ummah, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will send His nusrat and His help, and Allah Ta'ala will change the condition of the ummah. So therefore we now read, Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, Badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de, Khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de, Khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de, Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے Oh my beloved Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Our hearts are filled with nothing but greed, evil passions and desires. With malice, with pride, with arrogance, with envy, with jealousy, and we don't know what Allah Bala is in our hearts. Now with that kind of hearts, we don't expect changes in the world. So we say, Oh Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Now you have been listening to this many, many times, but because it is a dua, therefore I keep on repeating the translation also, so that our friends who don't understand Urdu may get some meaning. That, Oh Allah, Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. This heart of mine which is filled with evil passions and desires and with greed, because greed is something that leads to all the other sins. So Allah, change the condition of this heart. How long am I going to carry on in this condition? How long am I going to keep my heart a garbage bag? Allah, change this heart. Badal de dil ki dunya, dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma, dil badal de. And repeatedly I have said that Allah Ta'ala gave man the intelligence to transplant hearts. So we say, Oh Allah, if you have given man the intelligence to transplant physical hearts, what is it difficult for you to transplant a spiritually sound heart into our bodies? Nothing. Allah Ta'ala has to just make one irada. There's going to be no operation of any kind. No slicing our chest and no pain. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala makes the irada to give us a sound spiritual heart. Then Allah Ta'ala will create the conditions for that. But we must be determined, we must be sincere, we must be seeking it. We must make the himmat, we must have the courage and the strength to throw out sins from our lives and the heart will change. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatun, gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatun, badal de mera rasta dil badal de,
badal de, mera rasta dil badal de.
Oh Allah, how long am I going to live on this earth committing sins, disobeying you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How long? 10 years, 50 years, 100 years, we have to leave this world. There is no one that has remained here, no one will remain here forever. So Allah, why should I live a life of sins on this earth? Why should I not live a life of a wali of yours, a friend of yours? Why should I not live a life that is pleasing to you, O my beloved Allah? So change this direction, change this route. I am taking the wrong road, O Allah, change it. Bring me onto the Sirat-e-Mustaqim.
Gunehgari mein kab tak umr kaatun, badal de mera rasta dil badal de mera rasta dil badal de.
And now something that really I take great enjoyment from.
Suno mein naam tera dhadkano mein. Suno me naam tera dhadkano me, maza aa jaye maula dil badal de, maza aa jaye maula dil badal de. Suno me naam tera dhadkano me, maza aa jaye maula dil badal de.
In every beat of my heart, O my beloved Allah, I hear nothing but Allah, Allah, Allah.
Suno me naam tera dhadkano me, maza aa jaye maula dil badal de.
And I get such enjoyment that the kings of the world also don't know what enjoyment I get when I say Allah from the depths of my heart, or when my heart is beating, it must beat with Allah. Meaning that every moment I must be concerned that whatever I am doing, it doesn't mean that 24 hours the person must be making Allah, Allah. It means that whatever the person is doing, he must be conscious that his Allah is with him. He is watching him. He is hearing him. He is seeing him. So now if he is taking the pain on his heart of restraining himself from haram, then that Allah is watching. He is seeing that this servant of mine, he has got everything going for him. He has got good health. He has got beauty, or he has got wealth. He has got a good car. He has got everything going for him. But he is not going to those clubs and those cinemas and those theaters and those discos. And no matter how many women are seducing him and inviting him, but he is taking the pain on his heart. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is watching that servant. So you think Allah ta'ala will allow it to go without rewards? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give him such gems in his heart, which the kings of the world don't know of.
Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de. Karun qurban apni sari khushiyan, karun qurban apni sari khushiyan, tu apna gham ata kar dil badal de, tu apna gham ata kar dil badal de. Hawa o hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de. Hata loon aankh apni maa siwa se, hata loon aankh apni maa siwa se, jiyon mein teri khatir dil badal de, jiyon mein teri khatir dil badal de. Hawa o hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de. سہل فرما مسلسل یاد اپنی سہل فرما مسلسل یاد اپنی خدایا رحم فرما دل بدل دے خدایا رحم فرما دل بدل دے ہوا و حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے.
At that time each one should think of his own heart. We should think our hearts are soaked in negligence. It is drowning in negligence. So we are saying, oh Allah, take us out from this negligence.
Pada hoon tere dar par dil shikasta رہوں کیوں دل شکستہ دل بدل دے رہوں کیوں دل شکستہ دل بدل دے ہوا و حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے.
اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ اللہ 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 اللہ
دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدر Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikr e illallah illallah illallah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikr e illallah illallah illallah. Socho zara Firaun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne, gaur karo machli ke shikam mein Yunus ko rakha kisne, pehle aag mein dala phir aag ko phool kiya kisne, unke naam ki gun gaate hain Ibrahim Khalilullah illallah 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 la ilaha illallah muhammadur rasulullah اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا غياث المستغيثين يا غياث المستغيثين يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث اللهم اصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا الى انفسنا طرفة عين فإنك إن تكلنا إلى أنفسنا تكلنا إلى ضعف وخطيئة اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا وأنت تجعل الحزن سهلا إذا شئت أي میرے پیارے اللہ او مائی رحیم اللہ او مائی کریم اللہ او مائی کریم اللہ او مائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ
O my most beneficent, merciful Allah. O my most tolerant Allah. O my most compassionate, loving Allah. O my most forgiving Allah. O my most beautiful Allah. O my most beautiful Allah. We are extending our dirty begging bowls before you. Ya Allah, you attach these begging bowls to our bodies so that we may extend them before you any part of the day or night. Ya Allah, we are extending them before you. You are all seeing, all hearing, all knowing. You are almighty, you are all powerful, you are omnipotent, omnipresent. Ya Allah, we are not extending them before some idol that does not see us, does not hear us, cannot help us in any way. Ya Allah, if we do not extend them before you, you become displeased. If we extend them before you, we become pleased and happy. Oh, my beloved Allah, we are extending our begging bowls before you. Ya Allah, nothing else has gathered us here except that we are hopeful, oh, my beloved Allah. Oh, my beloved Allah, we are hopeful. We have great hopes on your mercy, your forgiveness, your kindness, your shan of Rahimi and Karimi, that no matter how sinful we may be, but oh Allah, you will forgive all sins. Oh my beloved Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed. Ya Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed. Ya Allah, from the time we became of age up till now, all the sins that we have committed, forgive us. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive each and every sin of ours. Ya Allah, no matter how serious the sin may have been, but oh Allah, forgive us with your mercy. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to make qaza of our namazas. To make qaza, O my beloved Allah, for all the namazes that we missed. To keep the qaza of the fast that we have missed. To pay back the zakat that is due. O Allah, to make hajj if it is farz. Ya Allah, to pay back to whomsoever, whatever is due. And to fulfill the rights and obligations of every person that is upon our shoulders. Ya Allah, but the sin of having indulged, O my beloved Allah, in those crimes in our lives, forgive us. اے میرے پیارے خدا ہمیں معاف کر دے یا اللہ ہم گنہگار ہیں ہم سیاہکار ہیں ہم بدکار ہیں ہم گندے ہیں ہم ناپاک ہیں ہم مجرم ہیں ہم سب کچھ ہیں بندے مگر تیرے ہیں اے اللہ تجھے چھوڑ کے ہم گندے جائے کہاں او مائی بلوڈ اللہ where do we go there is no other door for us besides your door there is no other home for us besides your home او مائی اللہ Before whom can we extend our begging bowls? Ya Allah, there is nobody for us besides you. Ay Allah, tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Mere Allah, aaj raat, teri rahmat ke darwaze hamare liye khol de. Allah, open the doors of your maghfirat for us. Open the doors of your mercy for us. Open the doors of your forgiveness for us. Oh, my beloved Allah, even if our sins are like the grains of sand on earth, if our sins are more than the waves of the oceans, if our sins are more than the raindrops that fall from the heavens, oh my beloved Allah, if our sins are more than the entire creation put together, if our sins are more than the leaves of the trees of the world, then to oh my beloved Allah, your forgiveness is much, much more than that. Just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away our sins. Ya re khuda hame maaf kar de. Ya Allah, man has made dynamite sticks, it can blow up huge mountains. What is it difficult for you, oh my beloved Allah, to blow away the mountains of sins on our shoulders? Ya re khuda, because of our sins, we are suffering every way. Oh my beloved Allah, the Quran Sharif has made it very clear. The hadiths of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam have made it very clear that when the ummah is going to indulge in sins, then all kinds of difficulties and hardships and problems they will have to face. Oh my beloved Allah, you yourself have declared, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ظَنْكَ. Oh my beloved Allah, our lives have already become miserable because of our sins. Mere Allah, lekin tu maaf karne wala khuda hai. Tu bakhshne wala khuda hai. You are a forgiving Allah. You are a tolerant Allah. You are a merciful Allah. Oh my Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ay Allah, forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ay mere pyare khuda, forgive the sins of our eyes, forgive the sins of our ears, forgive the sins of our tongues, forgive the sins of our hands and feet, forgive the sins of our heart and mind. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh my beloved Allah, you who provide eyes to millions and millions of people. Oh my beloved Allah, when we commit sins in darkness, we consider you to be blind and everybody else of sight. Ha, by Allah, we consider you to be blind, the one who gave us sight, and we commit sins. Oh my beloved Allah, it is only your tolerance that you do not seize us there and then. Ya Allah, you could have destroyed us the moment we committed sins. But how tolerant and forgiving you are. How kind and loving you are. Oh my Allah, you want us to turn towards you with repentance and remorse and regret. Oh my Allah, that is the very thing that we are doing at this moment in time. We have extended our begging bowls and we are expressing our remorse and our regret and our shame. Oh my beloved Allah, upon having committed so much of sins in our lives. Ya Allah, we used every ni'mat and bounty of yours to commit sins. Ya Allah, the eyes given by you we committed sins with. Ya Allah, the ears, the tongues, the hands, the feet, the heart and mind, all blessed by you. Our wealth given by you. Ya Allah, teri hi ni'matein tere khilaf hum istemal karte rahe. We kept on using your very bounties for your disobedience. Ya Allah, how much namak haram we are. But oh my beloved Allah, tonight we are making sincere tawbah from all our sins. We don't wish to return to those sins anymore. Ya Allah, we are pledging that we are not going to return to them. Give us the himmat and courage and the strength of lions against our nafs, oh my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, give us the strength of lions against our nafs. Don't let us be like the proverbial fox, oh my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, give us the himmat and courage to throw out sins from our lives and from our homes. Ya Allah, there's nobody else that is going to benefit except ourselves. Ey mere pyare khuda, hamare hal par raham farma. Hamare hal par raham farma. Ey Allah, hamare hal par raham farma. Ey Allah, we have distanced ourselves from you. Ya Allah, we have gained nothing in the process except anxieties, restlessness and worries. Ya Allah, ab to hame maaf kar de. Ya Allah, bless us with long life, so that we may accumulate the maximum amount of good deeds before we leave this world. Oh Allah, bless us with good health. We are spiritually sick and we are physically ill. Our hearts are filled with malice, with greed, with pride, with envy, with jealousy, with arrogance, with evil passions and desires. Oh my beloved Allah, what have we made of the hearts which were supposed to be the home of yours, oh my Allah? Ey mere pyare khuda, ab to hame maaf kar de. Change the condition of our hearts. It is not difficult for you, oh my beloved Allah. Pull us towards you with your power of jazm. We have tried and we keep on trying, but we keep on failing, oh my Allah. Now with your power of jazm, make us yours. With your power of jazm, make us yours. Change the condition of our hearts. Man has learned the art of transplanting hearts, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, transplant spiritually sound heart into our bodies. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki duniya, dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma, dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma, dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma, dil badal de. Gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatu? Gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatu? Badal de mera rasta, dil badal de. Oh my beloved Allah, make us yours and become ours. Allah, make us yours and become ours. Tu hamara banja. Ya Allah, we know we are not deserving, but what are we deserving of? Ya Allah, everything that we have is nothing but your blessing. It is nothing but your ata. And oh Allah, we are nothing but full of khata. Mere pyare khuda, ab to badal de. Hamare zindagi ka hal badal de. Fill our hearts with the noor of taqwa. Light up our hearts with the noor of tilawat. Light up our hearts with the noor of zikr. Light up our hearts with the noor of ibadat. Oh my beloved Allah, change the shauk and zauk of our lives. Change the interests of our lives. Ya Allah, the interest of the sahaba ikram was jihad.
The interest of the Sahaba-e-Kiram was tahajjud, ishraq and chasht. The interest of the Sahaba-e-Kiram was tilawat of the Quran Sharif. The interest of the Sahaba-e-Kiram was the propagation of the deen of Islam. The interest of the Sahaba-e-Kiram, O my beloved Allah, was service to mankind. Oh my beloved Allah, our interests in lives have changed. Ya Allah, nothing but football, cricket, soccer. Oh my beloved Allah, nothing but games, amusement, entertainment. Ha, my Allah, some Sahabi used to die on the battlefield. Some used to die reading Salah. Some used to die making tilawat of the Quran Sharif. Some used to die making khidmat and service of the creation. Some used to die propagating your deen. Ya Allah, today the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Some die in prostitute quarters. Some die in discos. Some die in theaters. Some die in cinemas. Oh my beloved Allah. Some die watching filthy movies. Ah, my beloved Allah. Change the direction of our hearts. Become ours and make us yours. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera, to sab mera. Falak mera, zami meri. Ay Allah, agar tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. If you are not ours, then nothing is ours. Our children will not be the coolness of our eyes. Our businesses will not give us barakat. Our homes will not give us comfort. Ya Allah, the whole world will be our enemies. Mere pyare khuda, hamara hal badal de. Ya Allah, become ours and make us yours. Ya Allah, all over the world, the ummah is suffering. Especially in Palestine. Oh my beloved Allah, and in Iraq. Such humiliation, such suffering, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, give hidayat to the enemies. Give hidayat to the enemies. Open their eyes to the teachings of Islam. Open their eyes to the Quran and Sunnah. Ya Allah, make them all believers. Ya Allah, what is it difficult for you to give them hidayat? Ya Allah, Wahshi, who martyred Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala. Ya Allah, when my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam saw the body of his beloved uncle with nose cut, ears cut, the chest sliced, liver and lungs and heart removed. Ya Allah, he could not control his tears. But oh my beloved Allah, you gave hidayat to Wahshi and he became Sayyidina Wahshi radiyallahu ta'ala. Ya Allah, you gave hidayat to Khalid bin Walid. He became Sayyidina Khalid bin Walid radiyallahu ta'ala. Ay Allah, what is it difficult for you to change the direction of our lives? Ya Allah, give hidayat to the enemies of Islam. But if they have become stubborn and arrogant and obstinate, and they have made up their minds that they will not accept Islam, and they will continue the persecution and the torture of the Muslim Ummah, they will continue the demolition of their homes, they will continue bombing, they will continue throwing the missiles, and they will continue firing, and they will continue, oh my beloved Allah, taking the lives of innocent women and children. Ha, by Allah, if they have made up their minds that they will continue in that direction, then you are also powerful, O Allah. Don't look at our weakness. Don't look at our sins. Ya Allah, shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Send gale force winds against them. Cause the earth to tremor and quake and swallow them up. Cause the planes to crash. Cause the ships to sink. Ya Allah, create division and disunity amongst the ranks. Bring humiliation, suffering and disgrace upon them. Oh my beloved Allah, you are the same Allah that was in the battle of Badr. You are the same Allah that was in Uhud and Khandaq. You are the same Allah that was in Fatah Makkah. Allah, aaj bhi tu wahi Allah hai. Allah, aaj bhi tu wahi Allah hai. Ya Allah, how long are the Muslim governments going to watch the destruction of masajid?